Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. Okay, inappropriate versus appropriate touching. Are you crossing the line? Ugh, the headlines are just full of this every single day. People being sued and all kinds of harassment. Good grief, you don't know what to do. Well, needless to say, Dr. Gail Gross does know what to do. She's going to help us understand the difference between inappropriate and appropriate touching. What's behind all of this? She's a nationally recognized family and child development expert, author, and educator. Her positive and integrative approach to difficult issues helps families navigate today's complex problems. And you've seen her all over the media, most recently on The Doctor's Show. Her new book coming up will be Smart for Life, and her website is drgailgross.com. Gail, welcome back to Her Radio. Such a great topic, huh?
Yeah,
oh, my.
Hi, Pam. Good morning. Thank you. Actually, I want to tell you that my latest book is going to be How to Build Your Baby's Brain.
Oh, my God.
And it's all about neuroscience. Yeah, so that's
oh,
the newest one coming out.
Well, you have so many. I mean, my head's spinning. I get whiplash. All right. So let's go to this place. What is inappropriate touching? What is it?
Well, you know, anything that makes your child feel uncomfortable is inappropriate. And children are very instinctual and very intuitive. They know when something doesn't feel right. The only thing is they're easily manipulated by adults. So what parents have to do is support their children to trust their instincts, to tell you, not keep secrets, let you know when something doesn't feel right, someone's done something that they feel uncomfortable with. So because if they go along with the predator, then they feel guilty because deep down they know that this isn't good for them. So you have to give children a strategy, teach them what is no touch, and teach them how to advocate themselves, how to say no touch, and
right,
how to stand up
right.
for themselves. Many times a predator will start kind of a seductive way, but not touch the non-touch areas. Like parents used to say, anything that was that your bathing suit covered, that was the area that couldn't be touched. But many times someone who's seductive will pat the head, then the neck, then the lips, then the shoulders, and never get to the bathing suit area.
Right.
And by the time they get there, it's like that frog in the boiling water.
Oh,
the
sure,
children are just used to that person. And
they're
seduced.
Well, you're talking about children, and this is so terribly important that people hear this out there and they know how to message this to their children at any age, quite frankly. Let's flip to the workplace for a moment. Okay. You have people there who are huggers, people there who touch, and I see the same kind of insidious thing happening again. Don't you? Or what is inappropriate in a workplace situation?
Well, again, it's really not too different. What makes you feel uncomfortable, that is wrong. If you are intuitively, instinctually uncomfortable, you have to be validated and trust that that is wrong for you. And that's a good way to handle it. You know, you can say, there are wonderful strategy words. I don't feel comfortable with you doing that. Please don't do that. This is inappropriate for me. I don't feel good about this. And so these are words and phrases that you can practice and rehearse so that when something happens, you instinctively use those words, use those phrases, rather than be shocked, taken, thrown off guard and say nothing, which then gives the person, in a sense, an inner permission to go forward and do something again or do something more aggressive. So you have to think ahead, have a strategy, plan, practice, and rehearse so that when these things, you know, whenever you're in an argument or somebody does something inappropriate, you always say, oh, I wish I had said. But if you practice and rehearse these things ahead of time, I used to do this with my children at home. I would give them things to say under certain circumstances so that when these things came up, they didn't have to think about it. It was reactive. And therefore.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Children, you want to use basic language, things that they can understand. And you want to label things what they are. Call a thing by its name. A vagina is a vagina. A penis is a penis. Children don't have to feel uncomfortable with using correct names that's really quite healthy. They don't have to feel
right.
that there's anything wrong or, you know, dirty or those
right.
are the correct medical names for those parts of our bodies, and children should be comfortable with those names.
Can I ask you a question then, Gail? If you're in the workplace, I'm going to kind of flip back to that
sure.
again for a moment, okay?
Sure.
So what would constitute, you said that it's sort of the same rules and everything, but there are power things going on there, too, that are kind of unique and interesting. You've got a boss or you've
exactly.
got someone who, you know, has a lot of control over, you know, your paycheck and other things and back and forth. You've got people who get a little sloppy drunk at office, you know, events and get-togethers and dinners and stuff. And all of a sudden you see this come out again. So give us the rules of the road for that.
Well, that's why you have to practice and rehearse ahead of time. And there are many benign ways of making a boundary. And that's what this is about, making your boundary, what is inappropriate for you. And so there are things that you can think about ahead of time so that when they come, you put your hand up and push somebody back, or you don't have to touch a person, but you just put your hand up, which is stop in any language, and you just say, you know, I don't feel comfortable with you doing that, or that's inappropriate, and you practice and rehearse these things so that they're said, it's not what you say, but how you say it. And so if you say it in a neutral way, not in an hysterical way, not in a submissive way, but just in a neutral way, make believe you're a school teacher and just practice and rehearse neutral language, then you can stay out of trouble. And you don't hurt somebody's feelings because you've done it
right,
in a neutral
right.
way, and you've just set up a boundary. So again, not what you say, but how you say
right.
it.
Right. Well, Gail, I think that you and I as professional women, and I know for sure Michelle, have been in situations where we kind of know we've got like a groper, you know, in the group, as we say, and someone who just does that. It could be someone who's from a different culture. It could be someone who's just gotten away with it for years. I think your idea of just already knowing, preparing in advance, not being hysterical, doing the neutral, you know, approach and just keeping everything calm is incredibly helpful because, you know, whether you're a child or you know, in this case, we're looking at the workplace where, you know, headlines are filled with now people accusing one another of sexual harassment and overtouching and all the rest of it. I think it's really important to have rules of the road. The most important thing I've gotten out of, you know, listening to you and your expertise is sitting down and being prepared, having sort of a monologue ready to go. And in my case, I also use, body language. I'll actually step back. You know, if someone starts in with a grabbing me around the waist thing or touching me, I step back and then a very neutral tone, if I have to say something. So I just love all of this. This has really helped us understand the difference between inappropriate versus appropriate touching and when you are actually crossing the line. Wait, Gail, hold on 1 second. I want to make sure that everyone out there knows your book title. That's Smart for Life. And the website is drgailgross.com. Dr. Gross, thank you for being on Her Radio. We so thank you for your expertise, advice, and wisdom. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Ropes, and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.